各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Good morning to everybody.
在这个安息圣日，我们一同在神的殿中一起聚集。
On this holy Sabbath day, that we are all able to gather here in the temple of God.
今天早上我们要以荣耀的祭司来作为彼此分享的题目。
This morning we would like to use the topic of a glorious priest as mutual encouragement.
我们请翻到彼得前书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书的第二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。第十节。
Verse 10.
你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民。从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续啊。在这边呢，使徒彼得告诉我们
And here Apostle Peter tells us.
他说我们自从信了耶稣归入真道以后。
That once we have believed in Jesus and come to the truth.
我们就有一个不一样的身份。
We have a different status.
我们被称为神所拣选的祭司。
We are a chosen priesthood.
在过去的历史当中
And in the history.
以色列人他们是不能够直接向神祷告的。
Israelites were not allowed to pray directly to God.
所以他们需要经过一个祭司来替他们献祭。
And they had to offer through a priest.
但是呢，当主耶稣为我们流血舍命之后。
But after the Lord Jesus Christ has shed his blood for us.
圣经上面说啊，这个幔子从上到下裂开了。
The Bible describes that the veil was split in half.
所以人不再需要经过一个祭司来帮你祷告。
Therefore, people do not need to go through a priest to pray for you.
人不再需要经过一个祭司来帮你献祭。
And man does not need to go through a priest to offer sacrifices.
我们可以自己直接向神祷告。
We can pray directly to God.
我们可以直接自己向神奉献。
We can offer directly to God.
所以我们今天的时代被称为万民祭司的时代。
And our generation is called a chosen generation.
但是呢，这个万民祭司这个常常被滥用，常常被错误的使用
And this chosen generation of priests have often been misused.
说啊，什么叫做万民祭司的时代
What does it mean to be a chosen generation of priests?
就是你可以为你自己直接跟神祷告。
It means that you can pray for yourself directly to God.
你的祷告神会垂听。
And your prayers God will listen to.
你的祈求神能够听见。
All of your requests God will hear.
但是我们今天呢，常常滥用、错误的使用了这个词
But today we often misuse.Use this term.
我们以为万民祭司就是我就是祭司，我可以怎么拜神就怎么拜神。
We think that because we're chosen priests, we can worship God however we want.
所以有些人说我不需要传道了。
And many people say I do not need to preach the gospel.
我不需要一个我不需要牧师不需要传道。
I don't have to pastor.
我不需要教会啦。
I don't have to go to church.
我只要自己读经自己祷告，因为我就是祭司
As long as I read the Bible and pray, I am a priest.
是这个样子吗
？Is it like this?
其实不是的
It is not.
什么叫做万民祭司
What does it mean to be a chosen generation of priests?
就是你可以直接跟神祷告。
It means that you can pray directly to God.
因为你在神眼中已经有祭司的资格了。
Because in the eyes of God, you have the privilege of a priest.
但是呢，要作为一个祭司。
But to be a priest.
它是有一个要求，必须要达到一些条件的。
There are requirements and you have to meet them.
所以虽然我们被称为万民祭司
Even though we are called the chosen generation of priests.
但是不代表说你有资格在神眼里成为祭司
That does not mean you have the privilege of being a priest in the eyes of God.
神开了一条路。
God has opened a road for us.
你只要达到这个要求，你就可以成为祭司。
As long as you meet all of these requirements, you can be a priest.
但是反过来说呢。
But on the other hand.
如果你达不到这个要求。
If you cannot meet these requirements.
即使神给你开了一条路，你还是没有资格被称为祭司
Even though God has opened a way for you, you cannot be a priest.
所以要怎么样才有资格承担这个尊贵的职分。
And what does it mean that we can have the status of a royal priesthood?
我们来看一下希伯来书
Let's look at Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书的第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
第二节。
Verse 2.
希伯来书的第五章第三节
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 3
希伯来书的第五章第三节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 3.
在这里说，故此他理当为百姓和自己献祭赎罪，第四节。
Verse 4.
这大祭司的尊荣没有人自取，唯有蒙神所召，像亚伦一样，第五节。
Verse 5.
如此基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司。这里告诉我们说啊，做大要做祭司有一些要求。
Here it tells us that to be a priest, there are requirements.
说我们都希望成为神眼中的祭司。
We all hope to be a priest in the eyes of God.
在神的家中有用，侍奉有价值，工作蒙纪念。
So that we can be valuable in the eyes of God and to be useful in the house of God.
但是在这里告诉我们说，你今天要成为祭司有一些要求的。
Here it tells us to be a priest, you need to have requirements.
在这里说，大祭司的尊荣是没有人自取的。
And here it says the honor of a priest is not something that you get for yourself.
所以啊，这里告诉我们第一件事情哦。
Here tells us the first thing.
今天我们有资格蒙召来到神的面前。
Today we have this privilege to be called to come before the Lord.
不是因为你有什么了不起的。
It is not because you have done anything great.
不是因为你能力特别的好。
And it's not because you are very talented.
或者因为你非常的富足，非常的成功。
Or that you're very wealthy or successful.
不是因为你爱心特别的大。
Or because that you have much love.
或者是你做了很多的善事。
Or because you have done many good things.
在这里说啊，你要得这个职分啊，没有人是自取的啊。
Here it says to take this honor, no one takes his honor.
所以我们今天有资格来开始奔跑这一条天国的道路。
Today we have this honor to walk on this heavenly journey.
我们今天有资格来参与教会的圣工。
Today we have the honor to partake in the holy work.
我们今天有资格能够奉献给教会。
Today we have this honor to offer to the church.
这个叫做什么？这个叫做一种荣耀，一种资格啊。
And this is a privilege, an honor.
不是说你想做就可以做的啊。
It is not just that you say you want to do that you can.
所以在这里说啊，不是自取的，不是自己得到的。
Therefore, here it says no one takes this honor for himself.
乃是神特别给你的机会啊。
But rather, it is an opportunity given to you by God.
所以不管是我们来到教会来信耶稣。
And it doesn't matter if we come to church to believe in
God. 或者是我们有机会参与教会服事的圣工。
Or if we have an opportunity to partake in the holy work.
我们可能会觉得说，你看我拿出时间，我拿出金钱，都是我付出啊。
We often feel that we give this time to God, we offer a sacrifice.
好像是我来选择信仰，我来选择教会，我来选择神啊。
It is as if you are the one who are choosing to worship God.
却不知道说，如果神不给你机会。
But you didn't know that if God didn't give you the chance.
你在努力，你都没有资格参与啊。
No matter how hard you try, you won't have this opportunity.
所以啊，今天能够认识耶稣要感谢。
Therefore, today to know God, we need to give thanks.
有资格参与圣工要感恩啊。
To have privilege to partake in the holy work, we have to give thanks.
作为神的祭司，我们更要常常感谢主耶稣给我们的机会哦。
As priests of God, we have to give thanks to God for giving us this opportunity.
因为如果神不给你，你什么都不是。
For if God does not give it to you, you are nothing.
如果神不愿意，你什么都得不到。
If God is not willing, you will not receive anything.
我们看第七节啊。
Let's look at verse 7.
第五章的第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
他说，基督在肉体的时候，大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求人那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允呐。这里告诉我们说啊，要做祭司的第二个要求。
Here it tells us the second requirement of a priest.
就是要虔诚的祷告，蒙神的应允呐。
It is to offer a prayers and supplications.
今天一个基督徒如果不懂得祷告
，if a Christian does not know how to pray,
就没有资格作为祭司。
Then he does not have this privilege to become a priest.
在古代，在旧约的时候，祭司的主要工作就是献祭。
In the Old Testament, a main job of a priest was to offer sacrifice.
将祭物奉到神的面前使神欢喜。
So that the sacrifice can please God.
就像我们今天的祷告一样。
Just like today when we pray.
一个祭司不懂得祷告，就失去他身份的价值。
If a priest does not know how to pray, then he loses the value of his status.
今天一个基督徒不懂得祷告，在神面前就失去了侍奉的意义。
If a priest does not know how to pray, then in the eyes of God, his holy work has become meaningless.
所以在这里啊，他说啊，连主耶稣都要大声哀求啊。
Here it says even the Lord Jesus Christ has vehement cries and tears.
使他的祷告蒙神垂听哦。
So that his prayers may be heard by God.
所以我们今天希望有价值，希望成为祭司。
Today we hope that we can be valuable in the eyes of God.
我们就要效法主耶稣的榜样，跟他一样大声哀求，向神祈祷啊。
And we need to follow the example of Jesus Christ with vehement cries and tears.
但是在这里啊，讲了一句很奇怪的话哦。
But here it says a very strange something, some phrase.
我们看第七节哦。
Let's look at verse 7.
第七节说，基督大声哀哭流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就蒙了应允呐。这句话我们要再思考一下啊。
And here it says that he cried with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. 所以主耶稣啊，
在被钉十字架之前祷告了。
And Jesus Christ, before he was crucified, he prayed.
他祷告什么？
And what did he pray about?
他说，主啊，若是能行啊，把这个苦杯移去吧。
And he says, Lord, if it is your will, let this bitter cup pass from me.
所以主耶稣希望接受十字架的苦杯吗？
And does Lord Jesus Christ want to receive this cup of bitterness?
他是不希望的。
And he does not hope so.
所以他祷告啊，神啊，如果可以的话，请不要啊。
Therefore he prayed, Lord, if this is not your will, let it not be.
但是在这里说啊，他的祷告却蒙了应允啊。
And here it says his prayer was heard.
这是一个很奇怪的一个说法啊。
And this is a very strange phrase.
主耶稣求的是什么？
What did Jesus pray for?
他说如果可以啊，我不希望接受十字架的苦啊。
If it is possible, I do not want to receive this bitter cup.
神有没有照他的祷告给他垂听？
Did Jesus, did God answer accordingly?
主耶稣有没有钉十字架？
Was Jesus crucified?
有啊，主耶稣有钉十字架啊。
And Jesus was crucified.
但是啊，这样子为什么圣经说他的祷告还是蒙了应允，蒙了垂听呢？
But why does the Bible describe that his prayer was heard?
没有啊，主耶稣祷告说不要十字架，但是他最后却经过了十字架。
And his prayer, he was still crucified even though his prayer was heard.
但是在这里却说他的祷告却蒙了应允啊。
And yet here it says that his prayer was heard.
这不是一个冲突吗？这怎么解释呢？
Isn't there a contradiction? How do you explain this?
因为主耶稣在祷告的时候
Because when Jesus is praying.
他说啊，但是要照神的旨意，不要照我的旨意啊。
That it may be according to your will and not my will.
所以在这里说他的祷告蒙了垂听。
Therefore, here it says his prayer was heard.
虽然跟他要的东西不一样。
Even though it is different from what he requested.
但是却蒙神所垂听啊。
But it is according to the will of God.
所以在这里告诉我们说，你要作为一个祭司的第二个要求
Here it tells us the second requirement of a priest.
不只是你要会祷告。
It is not only that you know how to pray.
同时在祷告当中你要学会顺服神的旨意啊。
But also that in your prayer you need to be submissive to the will of God.
很多时候当我们跪下来祷告
Many times when we kneel down to pray.
我们都觉得如果我要的我得到才是神有听我的祷告。
We feel that as long as I've requested and God has given to me, then my prayer has been heard.
我要的神不给我表示神不爱我。
That if I request something and God does not give it to me, then that God does not love me.
这个是非常幼稚的一种信仰，非常幼稚的一种祷告啊。
And this is a very immature prayer.
好像我们比神更聪明。
As if we are smarter than God.
所以我们比神更知道我们自己的需要。
As if we think that we understand God better.
所以常常祷告就是神你要给我什么什么什么，这是我要的。
And we always ask God, you have to give me this and give me that, and this is all the things I want.
没有得到就生气。
And if you don't get it, you get angry.
没有得到就不来教会啦。
And if you don't get it, you stop coming to church.
没有得到就觉得神不爱你啊。
And if you don't get it, you feel that God does not love you.
但是在这里说啊，做祭司啊，却不是这样啊。
But here it tells us that as a priest, it is not like that.
你不但要大声哀哭流泪。
Not only do you have to vehement cries and tears.
同时你顺服神，你不管给我什么，都是对我最好的。
At the same time, you have to be submissive to God that no matter what He gives us, we will receive it.
这个叫做蒙应允的祷告啊。
And this is a prayer that is being heard.
所以我们今天属灵上不要再像小孩子一样啊。
And today we hope that in our spirituality we're not like children.
不要啊，一直吵，一直吵，一直吵啊。
And we don't always complain and non-stop.
你看像我们家的小朋友
Just like the children.
那有时候学校啊，给他们糖果棒棒糖回家。
And at sometimes during in school they get candy.
所以啊，不知道这个是美国学校就给学生棒棒糖啊，糖果带回家。
And the teachers would give lollipops to the
students. 我们就不想让孩子吃啊。
And we don't want the children to eat candy.
因为什么？都是糖啊，带的糖啊，化学药品啊，色素啊，都是这些东西啊。
Because they're all very superficial flavors or candies.
所以我们不想让孩子吃啊。
And we don't hope for the kids to eat it.
但是小朋友就会一直吵，一直吵，我要吃啊，我要吃，然后在地上滚来滚去啊。
But the children, they complain, they want to eat it, and they start rolling around on the floor.
他不知道说你不给他是为他好。
They don't know that because you don't give it to them, it's for their good.
很多时候我们就像小孩子幼稚无知的信仰
Many times we have this childish faith.
给我，给我，给我。
We constantly say, give it to me.
却不知道说原来神不给你是有更美。 美的旨意。
But we don't know that because God does not give it to us, there's a better will.
所以作为一个好的祭司，有荣耀的祭司。
That as to be a good priest, a glorified priest.
我们要以主耶稣做我们的榜样。
We need to use Jesus Christ as our example.
祷告像耶稣。
And to pray like Jesus Christ.
恳求像耶稣。
And to seek like Jesus
Christ. 但最后你要学习顺服像耶稣啊。
And in the end, you need to learn how to be submissive like Jesus Christ.
在我们祷告当中告诉神我们需要什么。
And in our prayer, we can ask God what we, and ask what we need.
但是不要忘记最后加上一句话啊。
But do not forget.
主啊，你知道万人的需要啊。
You know all of the things that we all need.
你知道我最需要的是什么。
You know what I need the most.
所以求你按照你的旨意为我安排我的人生。
And may you give us accordingly to your will.
这叫做蒙应允的祷告啊。
And this is a prayer that is heard.
第三，我们看回来希伯来书的第五章啊。
And third, let's look back to Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书的第五章。
Hebrews chapter 5.
第五章第八节。
Verse 8.
希伯来书的五章八节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8.
这里说他虽然为儿子还是因所受的苦难学了顺服第九节。
Verse
9. 他说他既得以完全就为凡顺从他的人成为永远得救的根基根源第十节。
Verse
10. 并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司啊。这里讲到主耶稣做大祭司的第三个要求啊。
Here tells us the third requirement that Jesus Christ has for a high priest.
第一个叫做没有自取的荣耀。
First is to not take glory for yourself.
第二叫做虔诚顺服的祷告。
The second is to be submissive.
第三个叫做受苦而学会顺从的体验。
And the third is to have to suffer but to understand.
他说主耶稣啊，他受了很多的苦啊。
And here it says Jesus Christ has suffered much.
即使他是儿子，他还是要受苦哦。
And even though he was a son, yet he still suffered.
所以我们今天啊，作为一个基督徒啊。
Today as Christians.
我们被称为荣耀的祭司。
We are called the glorified priests.
我们成为神家中有用的工人。
We are workers who are useful in the house of God.
那理论上来讲，你就一定要经过苦难的熬炼啊。
And based on this, you need to go through suffering.
这里讲说他虽然是儿子，还是要受苦哦。
And here it says that even though he was a son, yet he still suffered.
所以啊，圣经里面告诉我们说，主所爱的他必管教哦。
And here in the Bible says, those who the Lord loves, he will rebuke.
所以啊，有时候我们啊，有时候啊，做错事，神没有管教，不要高兴啊。
Many times when we do bad things and God does not rebuke us,
we don't be so happy. 我有一次遇到一个朋友啊。
One time I met up with a friend.
不是我们教会的啦。
And he was not from our church.
但是啊，他觉得自己是一个很虔诚的基督徒啊。
But he felt that he was a very very Christian.
他觉得啊，我常常去教会，我有读经啊，我常常参与圣工啊。
He was a very devout Christian and he went to church and read the Bible and prayed.
但是啊，他的私生活非常的混乱啊。
But in his life it was very chaotic.
那个男女关系非常混乱啊。
And his relationships were very chaotic.
那我就说啊，你不是很虔诚吗？那你怎么可以这样子呢？
And I asked him, aren't you very devout and how can you be like that?
他说神没有处罚我啊。
And he said God did not punish me.
神没有说不可以啊。
God did not say I cannot do this.
所以神既然没有处罚，代表他默认他接受了嘛。
Therefore, because God did not tell me to punish me, it means that He is willing accepting
of it. 我说啊，你做恶事神没有处罚，有两个可能啊。
And I told him when you do evil, there's two results.
就像啊，一个孩子做错事啊，父母亲没有修理，有两个可能啊。
Just as if when a children does something wrong, there are two, and if the parent does not do something about it, there are two things.
第一哈，就是啊，神可能不在乎，神可能啊觉得没有关系呀。
First is that God does not think that this is a problem.
就像你说的啊。神没有修理啊，所以没有关系啊。
Just like you said, God does not punish me, so it's okay.
这是第一个可能哦。
This is the first possibility.
第二个可能是什么？
The second possibility.
神不要你了嘛。
God does not want you anymore.
你跟他没有关系啊。
You have no relationship with him.
如果你今天在路上走哦。
If you're walking on the road today.
你看到路边有一个小朋友啊，哇，在那里啊，坐着哭啊，吵啊，要买玩具啊，你会不会停下来？
And you see a child who is crying on the floor and wants to buy a toy, what will you do?
不是你的亲戚，不是你的小孩，跟你没有任何关系，陌生人啊。
And this is not a relative or any friend of yours.
你会不会停下来啊，跑过去啊，哎呀，叔叔抱抱，来来来，你要买什么玩具，叔叔买给你啊。
Will you suddenly stop and drop everything and say, oh, I will buy you something?
不会啊，因为他跟你没有关系啊。
You won't because you have no relationship with him.
所以啊，你就走过去了，就跟你没有关系，你就走了。
Therefore, you'll just walk away.
所以今天啊，你行恶，神没有处理。 不代表神认同哦。
Today when you do evil and God doesn't and you don't do anything, that doesn't mean that God does not.
可能是什么？可能是你跟神没有关系啊，神不要你啦。
It could mean that God does not want you anymore.
啊，我听过一个见证啊。
And I've heard of a testimony.
他说啊，在以前啊，有一些弟兄哈、哦。到山上去工作哈。
And there are some brothers who went up to the mountain.
他们在山上做工哈。
And they worked up in the mountain.
啊，做工啊，晚上啊，一群人很无聊嘛，一群男生很无聊嘛。
And at night there were a couple of men and they were very bored.
啊，所以晚上就在讲故事啊，讲一讲就开始讲黄色笑话啊。
And so they were talking and then they were telling stories and they started telling crude jokes.
啊，那个就讲一讲就去睡觉啦。
And after they're telling these crude jokes, they went to sleep.
都是信徒哦。
And they're all believers.
那结果后来工作做完就下山了，隔天就下山了。
And after work, they went down the mountain the next day.
其中有一个弟兄啊。
And one of the brothers.
接下来的好几天没有一个晚上可以睡觉的。
After that night, the rest of the few nights after, he could not sleep.
每天晚上翻来翻去啊，就是睡没有办法睡觉啊。
And every single night, he would just turn back.
啊，他太太说啊，你在搞什么啊？
And his wife asked him, what is wrong with you?
工作一天这么辛苦，你还不睡觉啊？在床上翻来翻去做什么？
That after such a long day, how can you not sleep?
他就说啊，我睡不着，我好累啊，但是我睡不着啊。
And he told his wife, I'm very tired, but I cannot fall asleep.
他太太就说，你要想想为什么啊。
And his wife said, you need to think about why.
结果他就想一想，就跟他太太讲说啊，我们就一群男生在山上讲黄色笑话啊。
And he told his wife, we were just a couple of men, and we were up in the mountain telling crude jokes.
结果啊，那个太太就跟他讲说，你是真耶稣教会的信徒哎。
And his wife said, you are a member of True Jesus Church.
你是教会的负责人欸。
You are a council member in church.
你怎么可以在山上跟人家讲这种事情呢？
And how can you be telling these jokes up in the mountain?
就说那怎么办？悔改啊，怎么办？太太很凶哦。
And he asked his wife, what should I do? And she said, repent.
所以啊，他们晚上啊，就一两个人啊，哇，就晚上起来爬起来祷告啊，祷告好久啊。
Therefore, the two of them stayed up that night to pray.
神啊，求你赦免啊。
Lord, please forgive me.
真的啊，祷告完之后良心平安啊，神赦免啊。
And after that prayer, he was his conscience was clear and God forgave him.
哇，躺下去一觉到天亮哦。
And he lay down and he fell asleep.
但是啊，过了不久啊，在教会里他遇到其他的弟兄哦。
And after a while, he encountered the other brothers who
were with him. 跟他一起到山上的那些弟兄啊。
The brothers who went up with him.
他就跟他讲说，哎呀，你看啊，我那个发生这些事情啊，晚上都不能睡觉啊。
And he told them, oh, because of that incident, I could not fall asleep.
晚上要悔改之后才可以睡觉啊。
And only after I repented could I fall asleep.
但是其他的弟兄说，没有啊，没有，我们都没有，我们都睡得很好啊。
But the other brothers, they said, oh, that we didn't have this problem, we slept very well.
请问他们睡得很好是因为神没有处罚吗？
And I ask you, is it because that they slept well that God did not punish them?
还是神认同，神觉得没有关系呢？
Or is it that God approves and said this is not a problem?
还是说神已经懒得管他们了呢？
Or is it that God does not care about them anymore?
圣经里面讲说神所爱的他必管教哦。
The Bible tells us that those who are beloved by God he will rebuke.
所以做错事不被管教可能是因为你已经不是蒙爱的啦。
Therefore when we do bad things if God does not punish us that could mean that God does not love us anymore.
这时候就赶快回头啊，赶快回头哦。
Therefore during this time we need to turn back.
所以啊，生命当中有时候遇到一些苦难，遇到一些管教。
In our lives we may encounter difficulties or rebukes.
我们要感谢啊。
We need to give thanks.
至少神还愿意管我们啊。
That God is still willing to punish us.
表示我们是他所爱的啊。
It means that he still loves us.
在这里告诉我们说啊，苦难使人学会顺服哦。
Here it tells us that sufferings will teach obedience.
我们来看一下提摩太后书啊。
Let's look at 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书的第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
第十二节
，verse 12，
这个是我们时常引用的一段经节。
This is a verse that we often use。
也是我觉得我们所有信徒都要记在心里的一节啊。
I feel that this is a verse that we all need to memorize。
提摩太后书的三章十二节啊。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 12。
他说：“不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫啊！”请我们把这句话记在心中哦。
And I hope that everybody can keep this in your heart。
他说：“如果你今天立志要敬虔度日
，that if you are determined to live a godly life，
如果你今天想要活出一个不一样的人生
，if you want to live a life that is different，
能够在世有价值，在神眼中有荣耀
，and to have a valuable life in this world and to be valuable in the eyes of God。”
他说：“哇，你一定要受逼迫的啊
！”And you will suffer。persecution.
他没有说可能或许大概他说你必定要受逼迫啊。
Here it doesn't say maybe or perhaps, but it says you will suffer.
那为什么？因为经过逼迫使你更加完全。
Because after suffering, you will be more perfect.
那经过逼迫使你对神的旨意更加的认识。
And through persecution, you will have a better understanding of the will of God.
就像约伯所说的啊。
Just like Job said.
约伯说啊，在经过火炼的试验之后啊。
That after going through the fire of suffering.
他说我要像金金一样，在神眼中有价值啊。
I am like gold, so that I can be valuable in the eyes of God.
这个火焰温度越高。
And the higher the degree of the fire,
锻炼出来的金子越有价值。
The better the value of the gold that comes out.
一个信徒经过的磨难越多。
And the more suffering a Christian suffers.
啊，在神的眼中，他的侍奉的价值越大。
And in the eyes of God, the more valuable their service is.
我说呀，我们今天呢，不要害怕苦难。
Therefore, today we should not be afraid of suffering.
因为苦难使我们更加完全。
Because suffering will help us become more perfect.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，耶稣受苦啊。
Here it says Jesus suffered.
我们要跟他一样啊
and we must do likewise.
就能够成为祭司
and then we can become a priest.
所以在这里告诉我们说做祭司的三个要求
Here tells us the three requirements of a priest.
你做到了哪一样
and which one have you achieved?
那第一个告诉我们说你不要没有什么好骄傲的能够被拣选叫做恩典啊
and here the first one tells us you do not need to be proud of anything to be able to be chosen is a grace.
所以你不要觉得我奉献很多了不起我做圣工很多了不起啊没有什么了不起的
Don't feel that because you offer so much or you do so whole much holy work that you're so great.
这些都是恩典啊。
All of these are grace.
那第二，你有没有灵修啊？懂不懂得灵修的功夫、顺服的功课啊
？And second is cultivation and submission.
那第三个说，你有没有在苦难当中学习忍耐、学习顺服
？And the third one is, do you learn obedience through suffering and to have patience?
那这里告诉我们说，这是做祭司的三个资格啊。
Here it tells us the three requirements of a priest.
那在接下来呢，告诉我们说，做祭司啊，有四个不可以的。
And following this, there are four things that you cannot do as a priest.
我们看回来啊，希伯来书的第五章哦。
Let's return to Hebrews chapter 5.
那希伯来书的第五章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12.
希伯来书第五章的第十二节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12.
他这里说，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知道还得有人把神圣言的小学的开端令教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的十三节。
13.
啊，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。14.
14.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹啦。啊，这里告诉我们说啊，做祭司你要谨慎，有四个不可啊。
Here it tells us that as a priest you have four things you cannot do.
啊，第一个叫做什么？不可做婴孩。
First is you cannot be a child.
什么叫做婴孩？
What does it mean to be a baby?
婴孩软弱。
An infant is very weak.
婴孩无知。
An infant does not know many
things. 婴孩无法分辨对错。
An infant does not know right from wrong.
所以虽然婴孩很可爱。
And even though infants are very cute.
啊，但是同时婴孩也很容易被骗啊。
But at the same time, infants are easily led astray.
啊，所以啊，前一阵子哦，在脸书上哦，有一个实验啊。
And a while ago, there was on Facebook, there was an experiment.
他说啊，就是一个实验，就是啊，有一个男生啊，有一个男人啊，就抱着一只狗啊，一只很可爱的狗哦。
There was a man who had a very adorable dog.
然后就在公园里面啊，到处找那个啊在玩的小朋友啊。
And in the park, he was looking for a child to play with.
啊，然后啊，让那个狗狗啊跟那个小朋友玩啊玩啊玩啊。
And he allowed the dog to play with the child.
啊，然后啊，玩得很开心的时候，那个人就说我要走了，狗就抱起来了。
And after a while, the man said, "I need to go," and he took.
啊，然后就跟那个小朋友说啊，你喜不喜欢狗狗啊？
And he told, and he asked the child, "Do you like the dog?"
哦，这个叔叔家里还有好多狗，你要不要跟叔叔去家里看狗狗啊？
And I have many dogs at home. Do you want to come with me to look at the
dog? 他说啊，大部分的小朋友都跟着那个叔叔走了。
And many of the child would just go with this man.
然后说呀，看完这个故事，看完这个脸书这个实验以后哦。
And after looking at this experiment on Facebook.
啊，我太太就自然就拿我家的小孩来做实验啦。
And so my wife took the children in our house and used them as experiments.
然后我太太就问啊，说问我们家儿子啊。
And she asked our son.
啊，你要不要去看狗狗啊？
Do you want to go see the dogs?
啊，小孩说要啊，要去看狗狗啊。
And he said, yes, I do.
啊，我们家的女儿比较精哦。
And so our daughter is more clever.
不要，我不要去看狗狗啊。
And she said, no, I do not want to.
啊，所以啊，小孩子不懂事就很容易被骗啊。
And therefore, because children don't know many things, they're easily led astray.
小孩子不懂事啊，有时候啊，你看狗狗啊，就把它带走啦。
And because children don't know many things, they're easily led astray.
所以啊，在这里告诉我们说啊，我们做一个祭司，不要像小孩，不要像婴孩啊。
Here it says to be a priest, do not be like an infant.
他在这里讲说啊，婴孩啊， 婴孩什么是吃奶不能吃干粮。
Here it says infants drink milk and cannot eat solid food.
婴孩不懂事，很容易被欺骗。
And infants do not know many things and they're easily lied to.
好，所以在这里告诉我们啦，你今天想要做神眼中的祭司。
Therefore it says if you want to be a priest in the eyes of God.
第一个要求。
The first requirement.
十二节。
Verse 12.
他说看你们学习的功夫哦。
It is based on your how you learn.
哦，所以啊。你没有在这里讲说啊，你他们是有学习的功夫。
And they have this ideology of learning.
哦，但是啊，学了以后没有长大。
But after learning, they do not grow up.
但是我们不要以为学习不重要哦。
But don't think that learning is not important.
他们的问题不是在学习啊。
Their problem is not in studying.
他们是在问题是在学了以后没有长大。
Their problem is that after studying, they do not grow up.
但是如果你连学都不肯学。
But if you're not even willing to learn.
那你连长大的机会都没有啊。
Then you won't even have this chance to grow up.
所以啊，第一是什么？第一是你要学。
The first is you need to learn.
道理没有学习，永远都是幼稚的。
If you never learn the truth,and study the truth, you'll forever be very infantile.
哦，所以啊，上次有跟大家讲那个故事啊。
And last time I told a story to everyone.
说啊，早期教会有一个老姐妹啊。
That in the early church, there was an old elderly sister.
啊，有一天啊，在路上走啊，被一个年轻人骑脚踏车撞倒啦。
And she was walking on the road, and she was hit down by a person who was riding a bike.
啊，结果她就坐在地上一直哭，一直哭啊。
And all she did, she just sat there and cried.
啊，结果那个青年很紧张啊，阿婆阿婆，我带你去看医生啊。
Therefore, that youth was saying, "Oh, Grandma, I'll take you to the hospital."
啊，那阿婆一直哭说不要，你跟我去教会。
And this old lady said, "I don't want to. Come with me to church."
她说阿婆，你要看医生，你不是要看牧师。
And the young man said, "Grandma, you need to see a doctor, not a priest."
那个阿婆说不管，你去跟我的传道讲，你去教会跟我们传道讲。
And the grandma said, "I don't care. You need to go talk to our pastor."
传道说跌倒的人不能进天国。
And the pastor said, "Those who stumble cannot go to heaven."
你就跟传道解释，我不是跌倒，我是被你撞倒。
You need to go tell the pastor that I did not fall on my own, but rather you hit me.
很可怜啊，信主信了几十年呐、啊。
And it was very pitiful, for she had believed for such a long time.
啊，但是啊，连什么叫做跌倒都不知道啊。
And yet she didn't even understand the meaning of to be stumbling.
他说呀，有的人呐、啊，虽然学了很久，但是没有长进，这个叫做问题呀、啊。
There are a problem is that people learn for a long time but they don't grow.
啊，但是如果你连学都没有学啊。
But if you're not even learning.
你就不要讲成长啦。
Then you don't even need to think about growing.
永远都是幼稚的，永远都是小孩啊。
You will be forever childish.
哦，所以啊，有些信徒啊，虽然信主多年啊。
There are many members even though they believe for a long time.
啊，但是啊，在教会啊，吵吵闹闹啊。
And in church they're very loud.
哦，这个谁对我不好，那个谁不对。
And they say that person has done something wrong to me.
啊，有些人啊，信主多年啊，但是啊，很容易离开教会啊。
And many people have believed for a long time and yet it is easy for them to depart from church.
没有办法分辨对错，分辨道理。
They cannot discern from right and wrong.
这叫做幼稚，这个叫做婴孩啊。
This is a very childish and infantile.
我们来看一下提摩太后书的第三章啊、哦。
Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书的第三章。
2 Timothy chapter
3. 提摩太后书的第三章第七节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 7.
第七节
，Verse 7。
他这里说啊，他们常常学习，却终究不能明白道理呀、啊。他在这里讲说，有些信徒哦，很容易被骗啊。
And here it tells us that some members are very easily lied to.
啊，虽然信主信很久啊，但是连基本道理都不知道啊。
Even though they believe for a long time, they don't even know the basic doctrine.
所以到最后就被人家牢笼，被人家抓走，被人家骗走了。
And they're easily led astray by other people.
这个叫做无知的婴孩啊。
And this is called an ignorant child.
啊，所以啊，在这里告诉我们第。一，你必须要有学习的功夫。
Here tells us that first you need to have this method of learning.
哦，就像是小孩子需要吃东西一样啊。
Just like a child who needs to eat things.
啊，但是除了学习的功夫以外，你要有真实的成长啊。
But aside from the studying, you need to have growth.
哦，所以今天的我比昨天更好。
Therefore today's me is better than yesterday.
今天的今年的我道理比去年更懂。
The me that is growing this year is better.Understood in the truth and last.
啊，就好像什么，好像小朋友不停的在长大一样啊。
Just like a child who is growing unceasingly.
哦，所以啊，你看啊，那个你常常给小朋友吃啊吃啊吃啊，就越长越大哦。
And oftentimes when you feed a child nonstop, they'll constantly grow.
啊，你就会觉得说、啊、给他吃这么多是有价值的、啊。
And you think that to feed them is it's valuable.
哦、啊，但是你看呢、啊，那个小朋友怎么吃啊都长不大哦。
But you see that no matter how much they eat, they'll never grow.
很生气啊，浪费食物啊。
And you grow very angry.
啊，就看医生啊，为什么长不大啊？
And you go to the doctor and you ask why isn't that they're not growing.
所以我们今天啊，不要做一个属灵上的婴孩啊。
And therefore today we should not be a spiritual child.
既然有聚会，既然有听到，既然有学到。
And since we come to church and we come to service and we learn the truth.
不要只是左耳听右耳出啊，要在属灵生命上真正的成长啊。
And don't listen one out in one ear and out the other.
所以这是哦。不要做婴孩。
Therefore, we should not be a child.
十四节说啊，长大成人才能吃干粮啊。
Here it says in verse 14 that only when you grow up to a full of age can you eat solid food.
什么叫做干粮？
And what is solid food?
干粮比较不容易吸收。
Solid food is harder to intake.
但是啊，对身体却是更有价值。
But it is more valuable for your body.
有些道理啊，虽然听起来不是很顺耳。
There is some truth that may not be very pleasant to hear.
但是啊，听了以后对你的生命却是有帮助的。
But after listening to it may be helpful to your spiritual life.
所以你怎么分别一个婴孩还是一个幼稚的婴孩还是一个成熟的大人？
So how do you tell the difference between a child and an adult?
不懂事的孩子只是按照自己的喜好在吃东西啊。
And a child will only eat according to things that they like.
所以你如果每一餐都给他吃蛋糕、甜点、棒棒糖，他最高兴啊。
Or if you feed a child a cake and lollipops and candies every meal, they'll be ecstatic.
因为他不能够分辨东西对他的价值。
Because they cannot differentiate the value.
他只是按照自己的情欲，按照自己的喜好来做事情。
They're only doing things according to what they like.
但是啊，这叫做幼稚啊。
And this is called childish.
所以如果今天你还是这样哦。
For today, if you're still like this.
所以今天你如果还是啊，每一餐都想吃蛋糕啊。
If you're still like this and you want to eat cake every meal.
那从早到晚就是吃甜点啊，吃冰淇淋啊。
And from morning to night, you just eat sweets.
这个叫做什么？缺乏节制啊，不懂道理啊。
This means you lack self-control and do not understand the truth.
所以一个比较成熟的大人，他能够分辨食物对他的好坏。
An adult who is more mature, he will be able to discern what is good for their bodies.
所以有些不好吃的也吃啊。
So some things that are not that does not taste good, they'll still eat.
这是成熟对自己的身体的一种负责。
And this is this means you're responsible for your body.
但是啊，今天一个基督徒要长大成人啊。
And today, as a Christian, to be able to grow up.
代表我们在道理上面必须要接受那些不好吃，但是能够帮助我们的。
It means that in the truth, we need to receive things that we don't like, but that is good for us.
所以有些信徒只喜欢听好听的道理。
And some members only like to listen to things that are
sound good. 耶稣爱你。
God loves you.
耶稣赦免。
That God will forgive you.
信耶稣福气平安喜乐赚大钱。
That to believe in God you will become rich.
有时候听到有的信徒一听到赚大钱的，哇，本来聚会在睡觉就突然醒过来了。
And many members when they hear that you'll make a lot of money, originally they were just asleep, but they'll come awake.
哇，一听到钱那个反应都不一样啊。
And the moment they hear money, the reaction is very different.
一听到天国啊，再睡一下啊。
But when they hear about heaven, they're like, let's go back to sleep.
他说呀，有些信徒只喜欢听这些好听的啊。
And some members only like to listen to good things.
耶稣要给你恩典平安让你事业顺利哇，好喜欢这个教会。
And God will give you grace and peace and make you successful and you really like this church.
但是啊，如果教会讲受苦为耶稣忍耐传福音，哎呀，不喜欢不要听啊。
But if the church talks about to suffer for Christ and to do things for God, then you don't want to listen to it.
一讲到要奉献十一捐，通通都跑掉了。
And the moment you hear that you have to offer tithe, you just run away.
为什么？因为这是干粮，不好吃，但是很有营养。
Because this is solid food, it does not taste good, but it has much, it's very healthy.
使我们得到力量能够长大。
And we hope that we can gain strength so we can grow up.
所以你是个婴孩，只能吃奶吗？
And are you an infant that can only eat milk?
还是你能够接受主所安排的考验，能够吃干粮得以成长呢？
Or are you willing to accept the suffering from God and eat solid food.
所以在这里告诉我们说，荣耀的祭司第一不再做婴孩。
Here the first thing of a priest is to not be an infant.
第二，我们看回来第六章啊。
Second is to let's look at verse chapter 6.
希伯来书的第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来书六章一节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1.
他说，所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不用再立根基。就如那懊悔死刑信靠主第二节
Verse 2.
各样洗礼按手治理使人复活以及永远审判各等教训在这里告诉我们说第二件事啊。
Here tells us the second thing.
他说荣耀的祭司第二不再立根基啊。
A royal priest does not have laying foundation.
他说不用再立根基啦。
And there's no need for laying foundation.
他说我们只有一个根基。
There's only one foundation.
就是使徒跟先知的教训啊。
It is the teachings of apostle and priest.
所以啊， 你不用再找一个新的根基了。
Therefore, you don't need to find another foundation.
神把圣经赐给我们。
God has given us the Bible.
所以我们只要学习遵照圣经的道理就可以了。
Therefore, we only need to study the Bible and we are okay.
你不用自己发明啊。
You don't need to create anything of your own.
他说呀，圣经说神要我们知道的都是明明写在圣经里面了。
And everything God wants us to know is written in the Bible.
你不需要说，哎呦，我有启示啊，哦，神告诉我，没有这种事情啊。
And you don't need to say I have been inspired. There is no such thing.
啊，我有一次啊，遇到一位也不是慕道朋友哈，有一个人跑来教会啊。
And there is one time where I met someone who came to church.
哦啊，这个人啊，哇，跑来教会以后啊，一直说哦，一直要跟我们谈道理啊。
And this person, when he came to church, he just wanted to talk the truth with us.
哦，所以啊，有一次哦，在一个慕道班啊，在慕道班，他就一直讲啊。
Therefore, during a truth seeker class,
he 他就讲说，哇，那个神有给我启示，我是一个先知。
And he said, God has revealed himself to me and I am a priest.
神告诉我说我要负责来纠正真耶稣教会的错误。
And that I have become responsible for fixing all the mistakes in the True Jesus Church.
他是那个耶和华见证人会的。
And he's from Jehovah Witness.
然后就跑来啊说你们这些神告诉我说我要来教你们。
And he told us that I have been inspired by God to come and teach you guys.
没有天国地狱啊。
That there is no heaven and hell.
哇，天国在世界啊。
And the heaven is in this world.
这是神给我的启示，我看见哦，我看见神的荣耀啊，讲很多啊。
This is the inspiration God has given to me, and I have seen the glory of God.
而且我有另外一个慕道朋友，很好玩哦。
And there's another truth seeker who is very interesting.
这个慕道朋友圣经很熟哦，很努力读圣经的哦。
And this truth seeker who studied the Bible very studiously.
哇，他那个听到另外这个人讲。越听那个眉头就皱起来了。
And the more he listened to this other truth seeker, the more his brows furrowed.
啊，他就问另外这个人啊。
And he asked this person.
他说：“你讲的这些圣经记在哪里呢？”
And all of these things you speak of, where is it recorded in the Bible?
他说：“没有啊，这是我的启示，是神让我看见的亮光。”
And he said, "There's no such thing. This is all the things that inspired by God."
我是先知，神直接告诉我的。
I am a priest, and God has told me directly.
哇，结果我们这个慕道朋友，这个读圣经的慕道朋友生气了，翻脸了。
And this truth seeker who reads the Bible became very angry.
就跳起来了。
And he stood up.
指着他的鼻子哦。
And he pointed at his nose.
跟他讲说。没有在圣经里面的，那你就给我闭嘴。
If it's not in the Bible, then please be quiet.
为什么？因为神要我们知道的都在圣经里面啊。
Because all of the things God wants us to know is in the Bible.
这就是使徒跟先知的根基。
This is the foundation of a priest and apostle.
所以我们今天不用发明新的道理啊。
Therefore, today we don't have a need to invent anything.
在耶利米书告诉我们说，这是古道，也是善道，你要行在其中啊。
And in the book of Jeremiah says this is the truth, the old truth, and the truth forever.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，我们不用立新的根基。
Therefore, we don't need to lay any new foundation.
神要我们知道的都已经告诉我们了。
All the things God wants us to know, He has already told us.
得救的正路已经指明了。
The road to salvation is already clear.
所以我们不用自己发明啊。
Therefore, we don't need to invent anything.
但是在这里说，我们要离开基督道理的开端啊。
Here says we need to depart from the truth.
要进到完全的地步。
To become perfection.
他说像什么？像懊悔死刑、信靠神、洗礼、按手之礼哦。
And to from the dead works of the faith toward God.
他说呀，在这里有些人就讲说洗礼不重要的啦。
And many people say baptism is not important.
你看啊，这个是道理的开端啊，不重要啊。
And they say if this is the beginning of the truth, it's not important.
所以有洗礼没有洗礼都没有关系，因为这是开端，是小学啊。
It doesn't matter if you have baptism or not because this is very elementary principles.
讲的好像啊很聪明啊，其实是非常的无知啊。
And when you say it, it sounds as if you're very smart, but this is very ignorant.
开端不代表不重要啊。
Just because it is the beginning, that does not mean it's not important.
小学不代表不重要啊。
Elementary does not mean it's not important.
哦，就好像一栋房子，你要盖房子哦。
Just as if you are building a house.
如果你有一栋房子，但是你没有地基。
If you have a house but you have no foundation,
啊，那你呀，房子外面盖的再漂亮都是不坚固的。
No matter how beautiful the outer appearance may be, if the foundation is not laid,
风一吹，雨一打，它就倒了。
The moment the wind blows, it will fall down.
因为它没有根基呀。
Because there's no foundation.
哦，所以啊，这种啊，这种各样的道理叫做根基。
And these truths are foundations.
哦，没有这个根基，上面的通通都是假的。
And without the foundation of these things, all of the things above is fake.
啊，但是在这里为什么告诉我们说要离开这些开端呢？
Why is it that say we need to leave the discussions of the elementary principles?
告诉我们说啊，信耶稣信了很久，不要还是只知道这种道理而已啊。
It means that in believing God, we don't need to constantly only know these things.
不要啊，信主信了这么多年，还是只知道要悔改啊。
That after believing for such a long time, don't know that, don't just know that you only need to repent.
有时候我们过分强调悔改。
Many times we are very selfish and just emphasize repent.
变成一种失去成长的原因。
We lose this opportunity to grow.
那为什么每次回来的祷告就是悔改嘛，悔改嘛，悔改嘛，每次都叫你们悔改嘛。
Because every single time you come back and all you do is just repent.
但是为什么十年前在悔改，十年后还在为一样的事情悔改？
But why is it that 10 years ago you were repenting and 10 years later you're still repenting for the same thing?
这叫做没有长进，没有离开道理的开端啊。
This means that you have not grown.
然后你去年悔改的，如果跟你今年悔改的一样。
If the thing that you're repenting for last year is the same as this year.
是不是代表你没有长大？
Doesn't this represent that you have not grown?
代表你没有改变，你没有进步啊。
This means that you have not grown and have not improved yourself.
所以啊，我常常跟学生讲，在学生里，在教会的活动，我常跟学生说。
Therefore, I've oftentimes I tell students at church events.
不要每年回来只会悔改而已啊。
And don't come back every year and only know how to repent.
那如果有一天呢、啊，我们回来不用悔改啦、啊、
？If there is one year where you come back and you don't need to repent.
我们不再求悔改。
You don't.Ask for repentance.
我们祷告求神让我更有力量。
And we ask God for more strength.
那代表说去年的软弱已经克服了。
It means that the weakness from last year you have conquered it.
今年要朝着更高的目标前进。
And that this year you'll go for a higher goal.
那所以啊，我们啊不要每次都是只会常常悔改。
And don't just know how to repent.
要从常常悔改变成不断长进啊。
We need to go from often repenting to a non-stop growth.
那所以啊，这里告诉我们说什么叫做开端。
And what does it mean to have a beginning?
开端叫做只会悔改的信仰啊。
The beginning is a faith that only knows how to repent.
那什么叫做长大？
What does it mean to grow?
就是不断进步的祈求啊。
It is to have non-stop growth.
你祷告跪下来不是在想到自己啊，我又软弱，我又软弱啦。
When you kneel down, it is not just to think about, oh, I've been weak.
你开始想到说啊，哇，其他信徒谁需要我帮他代祷。
We need to start thinking about who else needs my prayers.
啊，祷告当中纪念教会的需要。
And in our prayer, we need to ask about, and think about the needs of the church.
为神的荣耀不断的祈求。
And to pray for the glory of God.
这个叫做进步啊。
This is called improvement.
啊，但是这个进步有一个先决条件。
But to have improvement, there's a requirement.
就是你自己不再软弱了。
It is that you are not weak anymore.
你已经克服，靠着圣灵克服过去的软弱。
That you've through the Holy Spirit, you've conquered your weakness.
所以你跟过去的罪断绝。
Therefore, you're no longer you've cut off from the sin.
你不用再为过去的软弱代祷啊，那个悔改啦。
That you're no longer praying and repenting for the past sins.
不悔改不是因为你忘记了，哎呀，不要悔改啊。
To not repent does not mean that you have forgotten.
而是因为你已经得胜了，胜过那种软弱了。
But rather you're victorious and you have overcome this weakness.
这个叫做离开开端啊。
This means to depart from the beginning.
所以如果我们每年每一天祷告都是为一样的软弱。
Therefore today, if we're constantly praying for the same weakness.
今天软弱，明天软弱，三年软弱，五年软弱，十年之后你还在软弱。
And today you're weak, and 3 years later you're still weak, and 5 years, and 10 years you're still weak.
每次祷告就是哎呀，主啊，我软弱啊。
And every single time you pray, you're always, Lord, I'm very weak.
有时候悔改成为一种借口。拒绝长大的借口啊。
Therefore, this type of prayer becomes a rejection of growth.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们要离开基督道理的开端啊。
Therefore, we need to leave this elementary principles of Christ.
朝着那完美的地步不断的前进啊。
To walk towards this perfection.
不再是悔改，而是不断的进步啊。
To not just stop repenting, but rather to walk forward.
不断的结出更多的果子。
To constantly grow more fruit.
不断活出更美的价值。
To live a life that is more meaningful.
这叫做不再立根基哦。
This is what it means to not lay foundation.
那我们看回来第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
第六章第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 4.
啊，希伯来书的第六章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
这里说，论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份。第五节。
Verse 5.
并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人。第六节啊。
6.
若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子从钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。第七节啊。
7.
啊，就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬，合乎耕种的人用，就从神那里得福。第八。
8.
若长荆棘或蒺藜，就必废弃，近乎咒诅，结局就是焚烧啊。那这里告诉我们说啊，第三个要求啊。
It tells us the third requirement.
啊，第一个叫做。他这里讲说，第一个叫做不要做婴孩。
First is not to be an infant.
第二个叫做不再立根基。
And second is to not lay foundations.
第三个这里告诉我们说不离开善道啊。
And third is to not depart from the truth.
那在这里告诉我们说你是已经蒙了光照尝过天恩滋味的人啊。
Here says you have already received this light and be a come enlightened.
他说你已经与圣灵有份有觉悟来世。
You have become partakers of this Holy Spirit.
所以在这里告诉我们说啊你信仰必须要先有做到这一步啊。
And here says our faith has to reach this part.
你信耶稣有没有蒙光照？
And in our faith, have we become enlightened?
你有没有尝过天恩的滋味？
Have we received this heavenly gift?
你有没有与圣灵有份？
Have we become partakers of the Holy Spirit?
你有没有尝过神的善道？
Have we tasted the good words of God?
你有没有想清楚来世全能？
Do we understand the powers of this age?
这里到底在讲什么？
And what is it really telling us?
这里告诉我们说，你做一个基督徒，你必须最少有这些呀。
That as Christians, you need to have at least these things.
你有没有感受到神对你的恩典？
Have you ever received the grace that God has given you?
你有没有重视得到信仰的价值？
Have you ever understood the value of your faith?
你有没有在道理上不断的学习？
Have you learned the truth constantly?
你有没有想到未来永生的盼望？
Have you ever thought about the hope that is to come?
他说如果你都没有这些啊，
If you don't have any of these things,
一样啊，底下都不用讲了，不用讲了。
Then all of these things you don't need to think about.
因为底下的话是给那些已经信仰有体验、信仰有追求的人啊。
For all the words following is for those of people who have reached all of these things.
你说没有啊，我不觉得有光照啊，信耶稣有信跟没信一样啊。
And you say, I don't feel like there's a light that shines upon me to believe it or not is not, there's no difference.
我小时候被抱去洗礼啊，也没有问过我的同意啊。长大以后我也不觉得信仰有什么关系啊。
And I was baptized as an infant and nobody asked me.And it's no difference today.
那对不起啊，以后的东西都跟你没有关系了。
And I'm very, sorry for none of these things following will have to do with you.
因为在这里第一个哈，他讲的是谁？是有得救盼望的人啊。
And the first is spoken to those who have hope in salvation.
他说一个人要有得救的盼望哦。
And therefore we need to have hope in salvation.
你要蒙光照。
We need to be enlightened.
你信仰要有体验。
And we need to have experience in our faith.
你要尝过神的道理。
We need to have tasted the words of God.
你要想到来世的永生。
We need to think about the world and the future to come.
如果一个基督徒信了耶稣，这四样都做不到。
If a Christian believes and does not have any of these four things.
那其实啊，跟没有信主差不多啊。
Then there are no different from those who are non-believers.
所以啊，我们今天要清楚自己信仰的目的跟动机啊。
Today we need to have a very clear understanding of our motive.
我们的信仰是要尝天恩的滋味啊。
And our motive is to have this taste of the heavenly.
要与神有份啊。
And to have part with God.
我们信仰的目标是什么？最后回到天国啊。
And our goal and our faith is to go back to the heavenly kingdom.
他说呀，圣经告诉我们哦。
And the Bible tells us.
他说如果你信主信了一辈子啊。
If you believe your whole entire life.
只在世上有指望，就是你的盼望都在世上哦。
And your only hope is in this world.
他说你比众人都可怜啊。
And you're the most pitiful.
所以在这里啊，不讲赚钱啊。
Therefore, here it does not talk about earning money.
不讲身体健康啊。
It doesn't talk about health.
不讲发大财啊。
It doesn't talk about become very wealthy.
因为那不是信仰追求的目标跟价值啊。
Because these are not the reasons for pursuing after a faith.
所以在这里告诉我们说，第一，你要有这些信仰的追求啊。
Therefore, first, you need to have all of these requirements.
觉悟到将来来世有审判啊。
So that one day there will be judgment that will come.
但是。
But,
第六节哈、
哦、，in verse 9,
他说你若是离弃道理，就不用悔改，就没有悔改的机会啦。
For if you fall away from the truth, then there is no chance for repentance.
他说因为你把什么，把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
Because you crucify again the Son of God.
所以在这里告诉我们说，你要做一个荣耀的祭司啊。
Therefore, it tells us we need to be a glorified priest.
你绝对不能离开所信的道理啊。
You cannot depart from the truth.
尤其啊，如果你信了一辈子哦。
Especially if you believe your whole entire life.
到了年老的时候才离道，这个是最可悲的、啊。
In your elderly age, you depart from the truth. This is the most pitiful.、
我们常讲到圣经上有一个人叫做底马。
And oftentimes we say in the Bible there's a person named Demar.
圣经讲到他三次啊。
And the Bible describes him three times.
第一次，保罗说这是我所亲爱的。
The first, Paul describes him as my beloved.
第二次，保罗说这是我的同工。
The second, and he is my fellow worker.
第三次，在年老的时候，保罗说。迪马贪爱世界离开我去了。
That The third one is, in his elderly age, he departed from the world.
这个叫做最悲哀的人生啊。
And this is a very pitiful life.
我常常想啊，这个迪马实在是很可怜啊。
And I often think about this person, Dimar, and I think he's very pitiful.
你要嘛，你就是一辈子去喜爱世界，去追求世界嘛。
That if you want, you need to love the world your entire life.
对不对？你要就去爱世界，爱一辈子啊。
And if you're going to do it, you might as well just love the world your entire life.
啊，至少你世界享福，以后永远刑罚，至少是这样子啊。
That you've enjoyed this world your entire life and suffer in the end.
要嘛你就是受苦一辈子啊。
Or you just suffer your entire life.
在世受苦，来世有永远的荣耀啊。
That you suffer in this world and you'll have eternal glory.
迪马是最可悲、最无知的。
And Dimar is the most pitiful and ignorant.
所以受为耶稣受苦一辈子。
And he suffered for God his entire life.
但是死后却要永远审判的刑罚。
But right before he died, he departed, and therefore he has suffered eternal judgment.
为什么？因为年老的时候离开道理。
Because in his elderly age, he departed from the truth.
老师也在这里告诉我们说啊，当我们已经蒙了光照，我们知道生命的目的。
Here it says, after we have been enlightened and we know the truth of our life.
不要等到最后信仰的最后才来离开道理啊。
And don't wait till the end to depart from the truth.
这里说你离弃道理就没有回头，没有悔改的机会啦。
Here it says, if you forsake the truth, there is no turning back.
这叫做人生的悲剧。
This is the tragedy of life.
所以啊，今天啊，如果我们没有办法跑进天国，
therefore today we cannot go to heaven.
你就要走进去。走慢一点没有关系啊，这走进去。
You need to walk in.
你如果走不过进去，走不进去啊。
And if you cannot walk in.
你至少用爬的，爬的进去也可以啊。
Then you can crawl in.
所以啊，今天啊，这是一场马拉松比赛啊。
And today this is like a marathon race.
你先到，跑得很快进去也没有关系。
If you run very fast and you get in, it's okay.
你跑不动，慢慢走，只要走进去也没有关系。
But if you cannot run and you walk, you can walk very slowly.
爬进去也算你成功啊。
Even if you crawl in, it means you're successful.
只有那个半途放弃的、失败的、没有走过终点的，这叫做悲剧啊。
It is those who do not go the halfway and stop. This is very tragic.
我说呀，马太福音告诉我们啊。
In the book of Matthew tells us.
马太福音24章说啊，主耶稣说，忍耐到底的必然得救啊。
And those who endure to the end will be saved.
在这条信仰的路上哦。
And in this journey of faith.
你有顺利的时候。
And when you're successful.
你有顺利快乐的时候哦。
When you're successful and happy.
你也有受苦熬不过的时候啊。
There will be times when you'll suffer and you feel like
you cannot endure to the end.
You feel as if you're walking in darkness.
行前无路，看不到方向啊。
And you walk forward and you don't have any road to walk.
呼求神，但是得不到怜悯啊。
And you cry out to God and you don't receive any grace.
你不断的要叫神啊，神啊，你在哪里啊？
And you constantly cry out to God, God, where are you?
得不到答案，得不到安慰啊。
You don't receive an answer and you have no comfort.
啊，但是只有那些忍耐到底的。
But those who endure to the end.
他说忍耐到底，你就要得救啊。
Only those who endure to the end will be safe.
啊，就算你用爬的。
Even if you're crawling.
只要你能够爬进窄门。
As long as you crawl in through the narrow road.
一样算你成功啊。
Then this is called successful.
所以在这里第三个告诉我们哦。
Here tells us the third thing.
他说我不可离开这个善道啊。
Do not depart from this truth.
信仰比的是什么？
And what do we compare in our faith?
不是比谁比较伟大啊。
It is not to compare who is more great.
更不是比谁圣工做得多啊。
It is not to, and even more, not to compare who does more holy work.
也不是比谁圣经熟啊。
Or to compare who knows the Bible more.
到最后比的是什么？
And in the end, what do we compare?
比的就是有进去跟没有进去啊。
It is whether you go into heaven or not.
比的就是到最后你是活的还是死的啊。
We compare if you're alive or dead in the end.
所以啊，我们信仰要不断的追求。
Therefore, in our faith, we need to constantly pursue.
不断的努力。
To work hard.
但是如果你觉得你走得比较慢。
But if you feel that you are walking very slowly.
没有关系啊，你继续努力啊。
There is nothing wrong with that. You need to keep going.
只要过了终点你就成功了。
As long as you've passed the finish line, you're okay.
不怕你慢。
Don't be afraid that you're slow.
就怕你放弃。
We are afraid that you'll give up.
就怕你没有办法坚持到最后。
That we're afraid that you won't last to the end.
所以在这里第三件事情告诉我们说，不要失去你信仰上的坚持啊。
Here it says, do not lose this determination to walk this heavenly journey.
才能够最后成为荣耀的祭司。
So that we can become a glorified priest in the end.
所以啊，在这里啊，保罗不断地告诉我们哦。
Here Paul tells us nonstop.
他说啊，你今天想啊，在这里啊。希伯来书作者告诉我们啊。
Here the author of Hebrew tells us.
他说啊，你今天想要得到荣耀，成为祭司。
That if you want to receive the glory as a priest.
是要不断的努力，不断的前进的啊。
You need to unceasingly keep going.
所以最后在第九节啊。
Here in verse 9 it says.
希伯来书六章第九节哈。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 9.
他说，亲爱的弟兄，我们虽然是这样说，但深信你们的行为强过这些，而且近乎得救。第十节。
10.
第四节说，因为神并非不公义，会忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名显出的爱心，就是先前伺候圣徒的，如今还是伺候。十一节
11.
我们愿你们个人显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。十二节
12.
并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。那这里告诉我们，最后啊，最后告诉我们的要求是什么？
Here it tells us the last requirement.
叫我们不要失落的盼望啊。
It is to not lose hope.
他说啊，在这里告诉我们说啊，你不要以为神会忘记你哦。
And here it says, don't feel that God has forgotten you.
有时候啊，你做了很多，但是没有得到奖赏。
There are many times you do much, but you don't receive any.
你受苦受很多，但是啊，好像没有看到神的帮助。
You have suffered much, and you feel that as if God has not helped you.
如同希伯来书的第十一章那里讲到很多信心的伟人啊。
Just like in Hebrews chapter 11, there's many people who are great in faith.
我们看一下希伯来书啊。
Let's look at Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书的第十一章哈。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的十一章第三十五节啊。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 35.
希伯来书十一章三十五节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 35.
这里说有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，因为要得到更美的复活。三十六。
36.
有人忍受戏弄、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各样的磨难，被石头打死，被锯锯死，受试炼，被刀杀，披着绵羊、山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受贫穷乏、患难、苦害。三十八。
38.
在旷野、山岭、山洞、地穴漂流无定，本是这世界不配有的人。三十九。
39.
这些人都因信得了美好的证据，但仍未得着所应许的。好，这里告诉我们说，很多为信仰受大逼迫的人啊。
And here it talks of many people who were persecuted for faith.
我们都好希望啊，一遇到逼迫，神就拯救哦。
We hope that when we face persecution, that God will come help us right away.
哇，遇到逼迫啊，神显大神迹啊，哇，这个大恩典大神迹，你看神显神迹很厉害吧
？That when we face persecution, that God performs a great miracle.
但是我们最受不了就是啊，受很多的苦啊，但是啊，没有看到神的作为啊。
The thing that we can't take the most is that when we suffer, God does not do anything.
哦，所以啊，在旧约里面啊，这有人对着你说，你的神在哪里？你的神在哪里？说你的神在哪里啊
？And in the Old Testament, the enemies of Israelites would ask, "Where's your God? Where's your God?"
我们有时候啊，就是这样子啊。
And many times we are like this.
我们好希望啊，遇到苦难的时候，你的朋友说，你不是信耶稣的吗
？We hope.And what, during times of suffering, our friends would ask us, "Don't you believe in God?"
我们就希望神写一个大神迹啊，哇，马上癌症就好了。
And we hope that God will perform a great miracle and He'll cure the cancer.
哇，本来找不到工作，又找到一个啊，付你多一倍薪水的工作。
Or that, but originally you couldn't find a job, and you find a job that will pay you double the.
我们觉得说这才是神迹，这才是见证啊。
And we feel that this is a miracle and this is a testimony.
可以向别人夸耀说，你看我的神很厉害吧
？And you can boast to other people, see my God is very great.
但是你知道吗？常常不是这个样子的。
But oftentimes this is like that.
这里告诉我们说啊，有些人啊受监禁，被刀锯，被锯锯死了，还是死掉啦。
And here it says there are many people who were tortured and they still died in the end.
被丢到监牢里，被石头打，也是死掉啦。
And they were thrown in prison, they were stoned, and they still died.
到处逃跑，被人追杀，神也没有帮助啊。
And they often fled and they were still killed and God did not help them.
但是这里说，这些人因为他们的信心得了美好的盼望啊。
But here it says because of their faith they received this hope.
但是这个盼望他们在世界上是没有得到的。
And this hope they did not receive in this world.
像亚伯拉罕，他的指望是什么？更美的天家。
Just like how Abraham, his hope was in a heavenly kingdom.
所以你知道吗？你今天为耶稣受苦，不见得在今生会得到回报哦。
And today when you suffer for God, that does not mean that you'll receive anything in this world.
但是在这种环境当中，你能够忍耐吗
？But in this environment, are you able to endure?
我们都知道路加福音里面讲到财主跟拉撒路的比喻啊。
And we know that in the book of Luke, it talks about the parable of the.
Richman
and Lazarus.
拉撒路是不是很可怜
？And isn't Lazarus very pitiful?
很可怜啊，全身长疮啊。
And his whole body was full of sores.
哇，这个跟人家乞讨啊，捡那个地上掉下来东西来吃啊。
And he was a beggar, and he only asked for crumbs.
但是他信心很好哦。
But his faith was very good.
我说呀，如果按照我们今天我们希望的。Scenario 希望的场景哦。
And if we have this scenario in our head.
哇，因为啊，拉撒路大有信心啊。
Because Lazarus was great in faith.
神给他大福气啊。
God gave him great blessings.
所以啊，那个有钱人，那个财主啊，觉得良心过不去，就跟他说：“那我的财产分一半给你好了。”
Therefore, because this rich man could not let his conscience go, he says, "I will split half my portion."
拉撒路全身长疮，病得很重。
And Lazarus was full of illnesses, and his full body was full of sores.
但是啊，因为他非常有信心非常信靠神
but because he was full of faith
所以有一天、啊、在路上找到捡到一个草药仙丹一吃哇突然病都好了
that one day on the roadside he picked up an herbal medicine that cured him of all of his illnesses
哇突然变得很帅
And he became suddenly very handsome.
财主一看说，那你做我的女婿好了啊，就有钱了。
The rich man would say, why don't you just become my son-in-law and become
very wealthy? 我们一直常常觉得这个才是什么？才是美好的结局，才是神恩典的显扬啊。
We often feel that this is something that is blessed by God.
错了，这个不是圣经里面的教导啊。
And this is wrong. This is not the teaching of the Bible.
这是迪士尼里面的 fairy tale 啊。
This is a fairy tale from Disney.
Happily ever after 啊。
There's a happily ever after.
啊，但是呢，圣经里教导不是这样啊。
But the Bible does not teach us like that.
拉撒路苦了一辈子。
And Lazarus suffered his entire life.
活的时候是乞丐。
And in his life, he was a beggar.
死的时候他还是一个乞丐。
And in his death, he was still a beggar.
你知道吗？他一辈子没有翻身的机会啊。
And in his entire life, he had no chance.
你会觉得说神怎么忘记他啦？
And you feel as if God has forgotten him.
神有忘记他吗？
Did God forget him?
他说拉撒路死了在亚伯拉罕的怀抱里面啊。
That after Lazarus was after his death, he was in the bosom of Abraham.
所以有时候啊，神的恩典不见得在这个世间就给你啦。
Therefore, God's blessing does not mean that He'll give it to us in this life.
信耶稣一样会生病，一样会失业，一样会遇到困难。
As Christians, we will face illnesses or difficulties or sufferings.
信耶稣一样，祷告的时候并没有好，祷告的时候没有找到工作。
In our prayers, we may have times when we don't find a job where God does not cure our illness.
但是在这里告诉我们说，我们不失落信心啦。
But here it tells us we do not lose faith.
他说哇，你不要以为神会不公义哦。
Don't feel that God is very unjust.
因为神绝对不会忘记你为他所做的工啊。
For God will not forget all the things you have done for him.
所以啊，既然神不会忘记你啊。
And even though God will not forget you.
他说要先前侍候信徒的，今天还是侍候啊。
That as long if you can serve, then you can just continue serving.
他说虽然你今天做圣工，神没有报答你。
And even though today you do holy work and God does not return it to you.
你今天做圣工，明天可能还是会失业的，还是可能的。
And you do holy work and you can still lose your job.
你可能做圣工做很多，还是会生病的。
You can do much holy work and you can still get ill.
他说你不要以为神没有报答你，你不要以为神忘记了。
And don't feel that God has forgotten your works.
他说神不会忘记的啊。
God will not forget.
所以虽然你今天侍奉没有得到物质上的回报。
Even though in your servitude you have not received any materialistic
他说先前侍候的今天继续做啊
that all of the things you have done before you keep going
先前努力圣工的今天继续努力
that all of the hard work you have endured you can keep going
他说你显出这样的殷勤你就有满足的盼望啊
that once you have this understanding you will have this full of hope
因为你知道神是不会忘记你的
because you know that God will not forget
所以啊到最后最重要的是什么
And in the end, what is the most important?
什么使我们能够在信仰上持续跑到最后？
What is something that will keep us running to the end?
什么使我们在侍奉神的路上从来不灰心？
What is something that will keep us running this journey of faith?
这里告诉我们说，我们不失落盼望。
That we do not lose hope.
我们知道说神绝对不会忘记我们。
We know that God will not forget us.
你所做的每一件事情都被神纪念了。
All the things that you have done, God has remembered.
啊，到最后神要按照你所行的给你荣耀的冠冕。
And in the end, God will give you accordingly to what you've done.
你要被称为荣耀的祭司。
And you will be called a glorified priest.
这是神所为我们预备的。
This is what God has prepared for us.
但是这也是我们今天要努力追求的。
But this is something we need to work hard towards.
我们起来唱诗。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn.
201首。
201. Make our concluding
我们求耶稣带领我们每一个人的脚步。
We ask the Lord to guide every one of our footsteps.
要信耶稣就好好的信。
And to believe in God, we need to work hard.
不要活出一个这么可悲的人生。
And don't live a very pitiful life.
一方面信耶稣，一方面又想拥抱世界。
And to have one on one hand to want to worship God, and on the other hand to love the world.
到最后，世界你没有拥有。
That in the end you don't have the world.
却失落了永生的盼望。
And yet you lose the eternal hope.
这个叫做最可悲的。
This is called the most pitiful.
所以我们既然已经决定走上信仰的道路。
And since we are determined to walk this journey of faith.
就要好好走。
We need to work hard.
不但要走得好。
And not only do we need to walk this
更要走得完。
We need to walk to complete it.
使我们能够大家都能够走完这一条信仰的路。
So that we can all walk to the end of this journey.
能够一起领受这个荣耀的冠冕。
That we can all receive this crown of righteousness.
我们祷告当中特别为一些信仰软弱啊，或者是一些身体欠安的弟兄姐妹祷告。
In our prayer, we ask to pray for those who are weak in, or in body or spiritually.
我们就耶稣看顾我们每一位。
And we ask the Lord to watch over every one of us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.